Phyllis, Dr. Pooley, how did this survey come about?
Well, basically, the Haas Center, which we work very closely with at the OEDE, basically has a survey center, and they had just completed yet another survey for Escambia County residents, and it had occurred to us that we hadn't asked anybody in Santa Rosa County about anything that they were thinking about in quite some time. And so basically what we decided was that we would try to decide what kind of an issue would be of interest to everyone. And of course, what jumped right out at us is the difficulties that Santa Rosa County has been having in building a new courthouse for themselves.
And so you had a hot topic, and you want to make clear that the county Santa Rosa commissioners did not specifically ask you for this.
No one commissioned this. This was a self-generated idea that we had because we had this kind of narrow window of opportunity where we still had some staff. We didn't necessarily want to let them go right that second. So basically, we decided if we could craft a survey instrument that might try to capture some of the parts of this topic that seemed to be so hard for everyone, then maybe we could shed some light. And our intent was always to share it, the results, of course, with the county commissioners.
Now, what were the overriding questions that you were seeking to get answered with this survey?
Well, obviously, location and funding, and perhaps as part of that, total cost in the end, seemed to be everything that seemed to be holding this process up. And so we thought, okay, we will craft a survey. We'll ask people, do you think Santa Rosa needs a new courthouse? If you don't, why don't you think Santa Rosa needs a new courthouse? How would you like to see it paid for? Here's some options. We told people about the percentages of people who were non-county residents that would be helping to foot the bill. We kind of crafted this as, what's your opinion? Here's some extra facts. Is that changing your mind? And it was fascinating what we ended up with, as we discovered basically an issue that we thought, really, how hard can this be, is, as a matter of fact, a very tough decision for Santa Rosa County residents.
Well, let's talk about some of your survey findings, beginning with, first of all, the need for a new courthouse.
Well, basically, we crafted a survey, and I guess just a little more background, we did try to at least, it was a random sample, but we did try to match the age of the adult population. So we tried to make sure we asked both young adults, middle-aged, older adults, so that no one could say, well, you just talk to the old people or you just talk to young people. And most people did agree that they thought Santa Rosa County needed a courthouse. And of those who didn't, they either thought the old one should be renovated or that there was absolutely nothing wrong with the old one, which was kind of an interesting response given all the attention that has been paid.
And we want to say that a vast majority had actually visited the courthouse.
Oh, absolutely. Almost everyone we talked to had visited the courthouse. 90% of them were registered voters, and 80% of them said they had voted in the last election regarding this issue. So we had at first, we're kind of hoping we might find people who hadn't so that we could see if their opinions were different. But basically, that didn't happen. So we sort of focused on, where would you like to see the courthouse, if a new one? And as I said, if somebody already said, I know we need a new courthouse, they weren't asked a lot of the follow-on questions. So it's that kind. And the observations that we came across were just wonderful. You know, a lot of people said they would change their minds if they were told that the courthouse was in bad shape, knew more about the new design, location, or agreed with what it would cost. And that was an interesting response, seeing as how it has been my impression that the county has been trying to share that kind of information with people, even up to including a non-binding vote on where it should be located. So that, to us, suggests that the county may just have to work that much harder to inform the population.
And when it comes to location, you had some interesting responses when you talked about whether or not it had to be in the county seat.
Yes. As one of our questions about changing our mind, we knew that people might not change their mind if they'd made up their mind they didn't want to pay taxes, if they were told that a certain percentage of sales taxes were paid by non-county residents. And so we thought, well, that might not be as good a test to see how hard is it to change people's minds. So we asked the question of those people who did not want it in Milton. Would they change their mind if they were told that it had to be in the county seat and that Milton was the county seat? And a surprising number of people said that no, that would not change their minds, which I found very interesting. So we did a follow-up little bit of research to see how hard it would be to change the county seat, only to discover that in that statute, in the Florida statutes, that has an entire process on changing your county seat, the last section says that the county commission, if they follow the proper procedure of noticing public hearings and everything, can vote to make any portion of the county part of the county seat without changing Milton's city limits or annexing that property as part of Milton. So what we hoped would help narrow the issue for people just broadens it right back out again, because in theory, it can be absolutely any place in the county.
Were there any other key findings that you wanted to share?
We did discover that residents really don't know off the top of their head what the county is spending money on, because we asked them, well, if you don't want new taxes and you don't want these other options for funding the courthouse, what services, if you'd like it funded out of existing funds, what services would you like to see cut in order to pay for this? And almost uniformly, they said, I don't know, or I need more information before I can say that. So this is not really a surprising finding, but I think once again, it reiterates another education level that the county commission may have to exercise on this issue. It may actually have to show people how tight the budget might be on things the county residents like having money spent on before they can say, and so we must raise more money to pay for a new courthouse. And of the funding options that we did present to people, they were almost split evenly on all of the choices. Sales taxes, property tax, special assessments, anything like that, they were almost completely spread out. So basically what we have decided is that this really is a tough issue, and the county commissioners have a lot of work ahead of them, that this is going to be tough. They may have to come up with a mixture of funding sources. They may have to actually outline a bottom line for people. They may have to go so far as to say, this is what it's going to cost us. We're going to get this much from this source and this much from this source and this much from this source. And we have a gap, so we would like to have some additional tax revenue from some source. I think they may have to start looking at a balanced approach instead of trying to necessarily make it one source or nothing.
Any takeaways from you as we close?
Well, I think really this kind of survey shows that the more information the public has, the more information that it feels comfortable with, which, of course, by the way, we did tell people if a trusted source told you this fact. So I don't think it's an issue of lack of trust with the county commissioners or anything like that. I really think that it's a very hard issue for a lot of people to get their heads wrapped around, and so they tend to go for no. No, we're not doing this. That's an easy, safe answer. It will only last so long, however. Eventually that building, something will have to be decided. And I just think that this reflects how hard this has been and how hard it still might be.
Dr. Phyllis Pooley, thank you.
You're quite welcome, and thank you.
Phyllis Pooley is Director of Special Projects within the UWF Office of Economic Development and Engagement. And I'm Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.